WOKC News.
They'll keep it rolling with WOKC News. I'm Charles Murphy. Christmas in Okeechobee, in light of Flagler, was such a huge success this past winter, they'll keep it going this year. There was a 39% increase in visits to the park and 110,000 total visits downtown during the celebration. Alex Tiarina with the Okeechobee County Economic Development Corporation says this event was great for the community.
One of the most meaningful outcomes of this initiative was the strong sense of community pride it created. Light Up Flagler provided a shared experience for residents and families and demonstrated how thoughtful placemaking and coordinated investment can enhance both economic development and quality of life.
She noted the website and social media campaign were also a success. She gave a report to both the county commission and the city council. Okeechobee County Sheriff Noel Stevens says he's seen a few issues now that the state is allowing open carry of firearms.
We've had a few people from out of county that want to come in and try to prove a point to an extreme that have caused a few issues. But, you know, locally, I think that everybody realizes that the open carry is constitutionally allowed, but it's not probably the best thing for everybody.
The state also considering lowering the purchase age for a long gun or rifle from 21 to 18. Michael Giardino is named the new manager for the city of Stewart. Former interim manager Louis Bagoli responded to criticism from commissioners after he resigned. He says the city is now a dictatorship.
They praised me publicly until I said no, and then I had to go. Three city managers have said no, but we're the problem. In January, Thursday the 8th and Friday the 9th were my biggest no's. Then Monday the 12th, I was told I was going to be replaced that night. Is that a coincidence?
A 77-year-old Okeechobee man, Charles Wilkinson, facing aggravated assault charges in the Keys. He was arrested at mile marker 38 on US 1 Saturday afternoon. He allegedly retrieved a revolver and told a woman driver, "I ought to shoot you." They were actually in the same vehicle, and Monroe County deputies described it as a domestic situation. Wilkinson was quoted as saying, "I ought to shoot you." Another sentence hearing will be held for Shannon Vinson. He got 45 years for DUI manslaughter and two deaths in a terrible motorcycle crash on 441 Southeast back in September of 2003. The court ruled that since he did not have a term of probation on his sentence, the sentence was illegal, and the judge agreed. They will have a sentence hearing in the near future. A developer approaching the city of Moorhaven for a 67 single-family home project would be in Ranch Lake Estates in the northeast part of the city. City Manager Larry Tibbs says the project will need roads, water, and sewer, as it is vacant land. The city may look at a special assessment to fund the infrastructure. I'm Charles Murphy, WOKC News.